It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound. Nice weather and calm seas are allowing charters and private anglers alike to access the fishing grounds in Prince William Sound. While many charters are returning to port with their limits, it was Diane Jukes of North Pole who caught a 113-pound halibut and got on the leaderboard Saturday night. Jukes caught her fish while jigging, and she said she and her husband don't go too far out in the Gulf and tend to fish Glacier Island, Knowles, and Orca Bay.
And we like to go out and spend the night and then fish for 2 days. I have a white jig that has an eye on one end, and it's a double hook, and I just jig. You put it on the bottom, and you kind of jig up and down if the boat's not moving enough. And then when you feel a bite, you jerk up. I said, tell people, we're jerkers. We like to jerk. We like to feel that fish on the end of the line.
Jukes is currently leading the Valdez Halibut Derby. Nathan Kennedy of Fairbanks is currently in second place overall with a 103.6-pound halibut, and Tina Gray of Fairbanks caught a 102.4-pound halibut on Saturday to get on the board in third place. Jukes won the first-place weekly prize, Gray the second-place weekly prize. The Valdez Halibut Hullabaloo Tournament is June 12th through 21st. The angler catching the largest fish during that time period stands to win $1,000 cash in addition to regular derby prizes.
If you're looking to catch a big halibut, silver salmon, or rockfish in Valdez, get geared up at the Prospector in Valdez. Need boots or rain gear? Prospector's got it. Our Valdez store has rods, reels, tackle, bait, and even coolers to bring your catch home too. Talk to our local experts and get the right gear for Prince William Sound. The Prospector's open late all summer.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.